Time now for your comments. George Shorter is a psychologist in Jacksonville, Florida, and he wrote us, "When listening to your story on the impact of antidepressants on unborn children, I was appalled. Most troubling was the couple who were recommended acupuncture, yoga, and exercise without even a hint that there may be a very good benefit from psychotherapy, an excellent treatment for depression." In our story Tuesday on depression research, we omitted the fact that Dr. Yvette Chalene is from the Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis. And in a newscast last week, NPR erroneously reported that federal law allows for a state waiver to import prescription drugs from other countries. This is not the case. Such a waiver can be granted to individuals, not entire states. Many of you thank Steve Inskeep for his interviews about the possible end, or at least the beginning of the end, of the world supply of oil. Eddie Doss of Nashville writes that it's a message many people do not want to hear. Americans believe that oil will continue to flow simply because they cannot look at a gauge on a tank deep within the ground and see the gauge point to E for empty. Andrea Rossillian of Santa Fe, New Mexico, tells us to, quote, grow up after hearing a clip of John Kerry being interviewed on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. She writes, "Every time The Daily Show is mentioned, it's described as a late-night comedy show, as if it's an indication of the terrible decline of civilization that politicians must stoop to being on such a program." She goes on, "The Daily Show has the most relevant, satirical, centrist politics of any current news program. It's a lot more pleasant to watch than the screaming matches on cable news. Just because it's comedy does not mean that it shirks its duties in asking tough questions. Please continue to ask us the tough questions. Send them to morning@npr.org. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name."